Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patsbold. Once a month, we get to chat with Parkland CPAP Services and Tracy Alcorn joining us on the program today. How are you doing today, Tracy?
I'm doing great, Jordan. How are you?
Doing awesome. Now, we got lots to talk about today, but as we like to do from time to time, just as a reintroduction for those that maybe are hearing you the first time. So let's just go back, talk a little about CPAP machines and sleep apnea. Just running through the basics for folks. Maybe they've been hearing a little bit about it, or a friend of theirs has an apnea machine. They've never wanted to ask that question.
Right.
For whatever reason, let's just provide that basic information once again of what sleep apnea and CPAPs are all about.
Sure. So sleep apnea is essentially when you stop breathing or don't breathe deep enough when you sleep. Happens to many adults. Happens to some kids too, but that's a little bit different. So we're going to talk about adults. If you're concerned that this might be happening, just come in and have a chat with us. We can do a quick sleep assessment, talk about signs and symptoms. Some things you want to look out for would be that daytime sleepiness, really tired in the morning, maybe morning headaches, high blood pressure, things like that that indicate that you might have a bit of an issue when you're sleeping.
Right.
Come on in and talk to us. We can help you out with the process. Once you are tested, the testing is very simple, in your own home, in your own bed, one night. And then if you do require a CPAP machine, we are really good at taking our time and making sure you are as comfortable as possible.
Mm-hmm. I know for myself, before I was able to get a CPAP machine, and it was just such a feeling of no matter what, there just wasn't enough sleep in the world that I could get. And it wasn't until it was really explained to me that how, just because you're going to sleep, Jordan, because you don't have something, your body's working so hard just to keep you breathing that you're going to wake up and, well, it was a workout just for you even to sleep. So that's kind of why someone feels so tired, is that their body's working so hard just to keep them alive.
Exactly. When your body's supposed to be resting and rejuvenating and helping you to be well, it's fighting, like you say, just to stay alive.
And also, often what happens, it's maybe a partner with some nudging of their spouse, because something like snoring,
yes.
That's often a common symptom of someone with apnea, not just a tiny bit of snoring, but awfully loud snoring.
Awfully loud snoring,
yeah.
Yes. And so a lot of times it is the bed partner that will say, you're snoring really, really loud, or I've noticed you stop breathing when you sleep and I give you the elbow, right? So you think you're tired because your spouse keeps waking you up because of snoring. But that's actually not it. Also, all of that going to the bathroom at night. Some people that'll get up and visit the washroom 3-4 times in the night, they're thinking that their bladder just won't last through the night, when really they're going to the bathroom because they woke up. They're not waking up because they had to go to the bathroom.
Okay. The body should be able to hang on, obviously. But again, what's important, though, is that sleep issues, there could be a lot of things going on, right?
A lot of things.
Just getting tested, though, that's such a big step that people can take. And just by going to their doctors and asking, hey, can I get checked for sleep apnea? That's really all it takes for someone to really get forwarded on to Parkland CPAP Services and getting that process checked out about if apnea is the problem.
That's right. Doesn't cost the patient anything except one night of their time, but that night is in their own bed. So it's really non-invasive and quite easy to do to find out if we do have a sleep issue.
Now, has that always been the case where people could be at home? I know there's things that were called sleep tests, but that's sort of different, right?
No, there's still sleep labs.
Okay.
It's just sleep. There's a sleep lab in Saskatoon and in Regina. There's a little bit of a wait to get into those, but that's a level one study. And we can do a lot of this level three screening, which is in your own home, and screen people, screen them in or screen them out, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and that's a comfort, just being able to do it at home, just not having to go somewhere and then you're worried that, oh man, this isn't going to be my usual night. I got, I'm not in my own space, but yeah, it's great that being able to do it in one's home environment, it can recreate, well, what typically happens to someone when they're usually at sleep in the place they're most used to.
That's right.
All right. So then, of course, that test is then done over a night. Someone brings that equipment back to Parkland CPAP Services. What happens from there?
A little bit of it depends on what the physician asked for.
Okay.
Sometimes the physician will say if we see certain numbers and certain parameters that we should go ahead and do what's called an auto titration, which is where we put the patient on a CPAP machine. It's an auto-set CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow them remotely with our computer from home, so we are connected to that machine. And over the course of a week, we will see if we can help take care of those numbers the doctor was concerned about and get them into our normal ranges. And then after that's finished, we send results of both tests back to the physician. Some physicians request only the first test. We send those results back. And then if they want the second test, they refer them back again. So okay. Just depending on which route the physician takes.
Now, there's differing levels of like moderate cases of apnea to severe, right?
There is. There is mild, moderate, and severe.
Okay.
But there's a lot of numbers on there that we look at. When you're looking at mild, moderate, and severe sleep apnea, you're only looking at one number, and it's called the AHI. So that's your apnea hypopnea index, or how many times every hour you don't breathe or don't breathe deep enough.
Mm. And okay. So the higher the number, the more severe it is then, obviously.
The more times you stop breathing every hour, yeah.
Obviously,
the more
yeah.
severe, yeah.
So again, Tracy Alcorn, our guest today with Parkland CPAP Services. That's then where the CPAP machine comes in, of course. It can help someone obviously get that much better rest. Why is that? What is the CPAP actually doing for the person who has the machine on?
Okay, so CPAP is continuous or constant positive airway pressure.
Okay.
So normally, the way you and I are breathing right now, Jordan, is with negative pressure. So our diaphragm drops, we draw air in very passively, breathing is very easy, we are a vacuum.
Mm.
Okay. With a CPAP machine, we seal your airway with a mask, and we change your airway pressure from negative to positive.
Okay.
So we're essentially splinting your airway open with air.
Huh. Now, as a result of that, I know it's the thing that my wife loves the absolute most, the snoring goes away.
Yeah, it does.
And that's because, obviously, parts of, I guess, is it the throat, the esophagus? That's...
Yeah. Obstructive sleep apnea is parts of the throat that are obstructing the airway. So they're mm-hmm. they're collapsing a little bit.
Creates and, you know, the vibration, which
that's right.
triggers the snoring.
And, you know, as we get older, our muscles don't act quite the way they did when we were younger, and they get a little bit lazy, and our throat just gets a little bit floppy, and it kind of closes down on us. So that's where that vibration, that snoring comes from. And with a CPAP machine, we cause a pressure in the airway to keep the airway open and keep the person breathing all night long.
All right. Well, it's a great thing that I know a lot of people, now that the awareness is now being out there of how much this can help with someone get a more restful night's sleep, finding that this is the reason for it. I know the good news, if you will, of CPAPs and all that they can do for people is certainly spreading, and more people are getting these. So Parkland CPAP Services, it's where people can go for, again, that testing, and also then for the machines, if that's when it comes time. Yep, this is something that I'm going to need. Are there different models, basically, that people can get for these for those that have sleep apnea, depending on the level of severity or different preferences or options, or is it really just one unit for all?
There's basically like the auto set, which takes care of most people's sleep apnea issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if we've got something a little bit more complex going on, we definitely are involving a respirologist and taking care of them that way. And they may need to be on a different machine, but that's something that we can see through the testing process.
All right. But other sorts of equipment too, accessories for the equipment, that's a bit more, unique to each customer, depending on their size. I know the small, medium, large masks, if you will, it's all customizable to making and ensuring it's the best fit possible for each individual person.
That's right. And we do take our time to make sure that we find the mask that's just right for you. The best mask and the perfect mask is whichever one does work for you, and it's different for each person. We do have a brand new mask that was just released last week on Monday.
Okay.
And so we do have it in the office. So brand new. It is a nasal cradle mask. That's hard to say. And we have a new mask also. It's supposed to be released mid-November. So as soon as they're released, they are ordered and brought into the office immediately.
Right. Two big differences, I know, with the attachment to the faces. Some just cover the nostrils. Some go full on over the mouth. I guess, what's that determination of whether someone needs one or the other?
Some of it is the ability to breathe through the nose. So those with a lot of deviated septums, nasal polyps, sinus issues that have trouble breathing through their nose regularly during the day may need a full face mask. Some of it is pressure needs. If the pressure needs of the patient are extremely high, we may need a full face mask. But that, again, is part of that process that we go through individually with the patient, and we figure out exactly what mask works for them.
Now, this is something, too, that if someone potentially a couple years ago, before Yorkton even had a CPAP services center such as Parkland CPAP, they were working through a place in, say, the Regina or the Saskatoons. A lot of stuff now, because now we have one here in Yorkton, whether it's monitoring or just other services or just even equipment, people can come to you for things like maintenance, cleaning, new parts, if you will, the masks, the hoses. That can all be done even though the initial, transaction was done out of town.
Absolutely.
Someone's not forced to stick with whoever helped them that first time.
No, that's right. You definitely can choose your own provider. We're full service. We have everything you could possibly need, from your mask replacement parts, new masks, hoses, all of your cleaning supplies, from CPAP soaps, brushes, wipes, the ever popular SoClean machine, which is on sale right now.
Ooh, okay.
We'll talk about that again in a minute.
Sure.
We have distilled water. We distill the water right on site. And so we've got that for you. If you need it for your CPAP machine, we have it, and we can take care of everything you need.
So, like you said, November, that's coming up, and Lung Month is always declared, if you will. So what's Parkland CPAP Services going to be doing to mark the occasion?
Well, we're going to pass the savings on to our customers. So we are going to have sales on everything. So come in if you need a new mask. We want you to have healthy lungs and a healthy lifestyle. And part of that is replacing your equipment on a regular basis. So if your silicone that touches your face is more than 6 months old, you're going to want to consider replacing that. If your mask is more than a year old, you're going to want to replace that. Your tubing, how old is your humidifier chamber? What kind of shape is it in? Have you replaced your filters in your machine? Anything and everything. Come in and ask us. We will, if you're not sure how to take care of the machine or what the cleaning schedule should be, we will definitely help you with that. You don't want to be using the same tube you've been using for the last 9 years. It's going to have a lot of germs in it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the healthiest thing for you.
I guess that's why Lung Month, it goes hand in hand, because with some of these things, if they continue to be used for years and years and years, the risk of damage or just harm one is doing to their lungs, because that's often the most vital organ that's tied to what the CPAP machine's doing for you.
Right. I enjoy breathing.
I suppose I do too.
Something I want to keep doing. And I want to be breathing healthy. So
Right. When
you are on a CPAP machine, you are a closed system. So we want to make sure that the air you are breathing is clean and pure air. So that's right from the filter through your humidifier, tubing, mask, and right into your body.
Yeah. So again, like you said, SoClean machines are on sale for November.
They're on sale right now.
Oh, they're on sale right now.
Right now. And that will continue to the end of November.
Okay.
And then in November, there will be sales on the rest of the equipment in the shop.
Okay. But again, if, say, someone maybe is concerned they're not doing it the right way, or if it's a spouse who's been nagging their partner to get that thing cleaned and they still aren't, well, they want to sneak it away and maybe have you guys do it. You provide that service as well,
right?
We
do. Yeah. We do require that machines get booked in for cleaning services. We can only handle so many in a day.
Okay.
We do require they get dropped off in the morning, picked up in the afternoon. But yes, we will completely clean your machine thoroughly for you, and it will be as brand new as possible when you pick it up at the end of the day.
Great stuff. Well, there's no dumb questions for Tracy on all you ever wanted to know with Parkland CPAP Services. Want people to know that if you have ever had concerns about your health, your sleep health, Parkland CPAP is the place you can go. Tracy, you're also doing a lot of information sessions too out in the public. People can come ask their questions, whether they have a machine already or they've been wondering, oh, maybe this is something I should do. Where are these happening?
So I've got one coming up November 14th. During the day, I'll actually be over at the medicine shop with Tricia for Diabetes Day. And then in the evening, I will be running an information session at the library at 7 o'clock. Come have a cookie and a tea and ask your questions. I will be demonstrating a SoClean machine. I will bring other machines with me as well. Answer anything that... any questions you have.
Okay. What time will that be?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 14th. Well, again, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Tracy Alcorn, Parkland CPAP Services. Tracy, was there anything else you want to get out there?
I think that's it. I want everyone to have a fabulous day.
Thanks so much. You as well. Again, you can see them on Broadway Street West, I believe right next to Leading Edge Haircutters.
That's
am I in the right area?
That's right. Right in the old plate gallery. That's us.
Awesome. All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.